Chapter 19, The Illusions, Maya. When, whence, wherefore this world? The questions that bewilder the human mind concern the origin and purpose of the world. The mind remains beset with many baffling queries. When did the world begin? Whence the world? Wherefore? These are innocuous inquiries. But the lay person does not know what he is asking. The question, when, whence, wherefore the world, posits two ideas as separate from one another. It places the idea of when, whence, wherefore on one side, and the idea of the world on the other. But the ideas of when, whence, and wherefore are an integral part of the world. They are not apart from the world. They emanate from time, space, and causation respectively, which are inherent in the world, not beyond it. So the questions when, whence, wherefore of the world have no meaning. They pose a logical fallacy, a reasoning in a circle. When you ask, when did the world begin? You place the world on one side and time on the other. You do not seem to realize that time is an essential part of the world. Your question segregates time from the world. You pull time out of the world and place it apart. In effect, you place the world before the world. Then you create the world before it is created. Your question is the same as asking, when did time begin? If you say time began at a particular time, you posit time before the beginning of time. You produce time even before it's created. The questions, when did time begin, when did the world begin, therefore, have no pertinence, no meaning. In the same strain, you ask, whence this world? Where did the world begin? You again segregate space from the world. You do not realize space also is an essential part of the world. When you ask that question, you surround the beginning of space with space. For where cannot be conceived without the idea of space. Where denotes space. Hence, your question produces space even before it is created. Your question, where does the world begin, is the same as where does space begin. It has no meaning. The same reasoning holds good for causation as well. The idea of why, wherefore itself refers to causation, and the world is but a chain of causation. Your question, wherefore this causation, places causation before it is created. You cannot ask that either. Again, your question, wherefore the world, is the same as wherefore causation. It is meaningless. Time, space, and causation do not have a beginning or an end. Time stretches limitlessly both backward and forward. It can go back endlessly, project forward endlessly. So does space extend on all sides without boundaries. It is all pervading. Also, causation seems to have come from eternity and going into eternity. And time, space, and causation constitute the world. Hence, there is no beginning or end to the world. The question of when, whence, wherefore this world does not arise. This question has no answer. It is beyond the scope of the intellect, beyond human comprehension. Those who try to answer this question empirically are confused, confounded. They go round in circles, get nowhere. The world that you experience now in the waking state appears beginningless, endless. It is very much like your dream. The dream world also has no boundaries. The dreamer views his world exactly as the waker you view your world. The dreamer's intellect also cannot understand the origin of the dream world that he experiences. Neither can it conceive the end of the dream world. But the dreamer does not realize the limitation of his intellect. All the confusion and agitation that the dreamer goes through can be overcome only when he wakes up. When the dreamer becomes the waker, then there is no longer the questioner and the question. The waker instantly understands the nature of the entire phenomena of the dream and the absurdity of the erstwhile queries and worries of the dreamer. The confusion and agitation that the waker experiences is much like that of the dreamer. You, as the waker now, question the origin, the meaning and purpose of the waking world. When, whence, wherefore this world? You are bewildered by the mystery of this world. This perennial problem can be completely solved only by spiritual awakening, on realizing your Supreme Self. The waking world is then seen just as another illusion, like the dream. All your ignorance and the consequent mental agitation vanish. You reach the enlightened state of knowledge and bliss.